Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I am so glad that you have tuned in to Sunday's sermon here on Block Talk Radio at NCCM, New Creation Christian Ministries. We would like to invite you to come over and worship with us on any given Sunday. Our Sunday services begin at 11 o'clock a.m. prompt every Sunday morning, or you can come over to prayer on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for 1 hour, or Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. for our 1 hour of power Bible study. On this week, Pastor Anthony and I will not be at the prayer or the Bible study because we will be traveling. By way of announcement, we will be at Tri-Faith Ministries. That's Tri-Faith Ministries with our very own apostle, Matthew Tillery, at the Leadership Conference, No More Church as Usual. We will be manifesting the kingdom of God, No More Church as Usual, and we are excited about what God wants to do. We are excited about the vision for this conference. If you are in the North Carolina area, we invite you to come, starting this Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. at Tri-Faith Ministries. That is at 610 Glendale. You want to go over to the website, www.trifaithministries.org. That's www.trifaithministries.org to check out what's really going on in the kingdom of God. Come over and hear from the anointed vessels. Pastor Anthony will be ministering on Thursday morning, Thursday the 4th of June, and I will be ministering on Thursday evening, the same day. Amen. And we are looking forward to a mighty move from God. Apostle Tillery will be ministering on that Friday morning, and we have some other anointed men and women of God who are going to be coming and sharing the heart of God pertaining to the kingdom, his kingdom on this earth. Amen and praise God. So we're going to go right into the preach word. What is up with that? What's up with that? And God spoke. So after a brief pause, we will be going right into the word of God. Keep listening, because after the word, there will be another brief pause, and then there will be a prayer. And we know that prayer changes things. So God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm signing out. I'm so excited about what God is doing. Pastor Anthony and I love you. We love you with the love of Jesus. So keep listening as we move right into the preach word. God bless you. Amen and praise God.
Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Change lives. Save souls. Set the captives free. Break the some yokes off of the lives of your people. God, here we are. We're searching and we're seeking and we're panting and we're thirsting and we're hungering after you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So come on in. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. We need to feel you today. We need a touch from you. We need another touch from you, God. Hallelujah. Take away all fear. Take away all guilt, God. Take away, Father God, our sins. We, oh, God, forgive us. Oh, right now, for the sins that we have committed, God, that keep us from worshiping you, that keep us from giving you a radical praise, God. Forgive us, God, for we have sinned against you, your people, Lord. Some of us have been stiff-necked and rebellious, God. And we just ask you that you forgive us, God. Some of us have been hypocritical and hard-headed, God. And we ask that you forgive us, Lord. Some of us have been half-stepping, Lord, and straddling the fence, God. And we ask that you forgive us, Lord, today. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us and strengthen us. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit to help us to go forward from here, God. Hallelujah. So that we can be a world changer. So that we can be true disciples of Christ. So, Lord, we love you today. We love you. We love you. We love you today. And we give this service to you, God. Use me to your glory. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, tap somebody on the shoulder today. Hallelujah. Convict somebody's heart today, God. Hallelujah. Change somebody's life today, God. Encourage somebody today. Give somebody hope today, God. Hallelujah. Oh, prophesy to some dead bones in this place today. Hallelujah. Prophesy life to some dead situations on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Let your will be done, God. Let us be your people. You be our God. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, God, we will give you continually the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord, that we pray. Amen. And praise God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me in your Bibles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To the book of 2 Kings. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Ain't that a trip? Hallelujah. I had the scripture, and I'm praying that it is in 2 Kings. I was in the scripture last night, and I didn't write the scripture down. Hallelujah, but it is 2 Kings. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, have your way. Let your will be done in this place. Hallelujah. We bind up Satan right now in his hand, even over this word that you have ordained to come forth.
Amen.
You know, last time I preached, I didn't have any notes. Hallelujah. And today I'm looking for the scripture. I'm like, Lord, don't tell me I don't have the scripture today. 2 Kings chapter 5. Hallelujah. But God wouldn't do that to me. One thing about him is he'll never leave you hanging. Hallelujah. He said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. But lo, I am always with you. Even to the end of the world, Jesus said, I will be with you. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
See, I tell you, God is so good. I love him today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for him using me, even to preach his gospel. You know, every time I get ready to preach a sermon, I say, well, Lord, you know, what am I supposed to preach? You know, I don't know, ministers, we go through this. It's like, what am I supposed to preach? What am I supposed to say?
Right.
And God continually, he rewards that seeking. When we go to God and say, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this, God. I need you to help me. I need you to tell me what it is that you want to say to your people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't want to get up here in my flesh. I don't want to get up here and say what Rebecca Simmons wants to say. I want to say what God wants to say.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. It is a challenge each and every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
that you're following a man or woman of God who knows that they are not God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that they fear God.
Amen.
See, the problem in our churches today is that there is no fear of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's so many people in church, and the church is not in those so many people. Hallelujah. You got hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people going to church on Sunday morning, and the world is a mess Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you there, church?
Yes.
Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And the Bible goes on in verse 4 to say, and one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is in of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed, took with him 10 talents of silver, that's about $20,000, and 6,000 pieces of gold, that was about $60,000, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is coming to thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it goes down in verse 8. It says, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Amen.
So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the home of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And check this out. In verse 13 it says, and his servants came near and spoke unto him and said, my father, the prophet hath bid thee do some great thing. If the prophet hath bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Jesus.
And verse 15 says, and he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold,
Now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
God, please add blessing to the reading and the preaching of your word. Holy Spirit, we give you permission to come in here and speak to your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I was reading this as I was praying, asking God, what should I preach? And I went to this scripture, and I wanted to just encourage the people on today, hallelujah, and at the same time warn some people, amen, that your obedience is key to your victory with Jesus, hallelujah. If I had a title that I would put on this word, it would be, what's up with that? What is up with that? Hallelujah. Here we have Naaman, who was a leper, which means that he had an incurable skin disease. He was leprous. His skin had scabbed up and started oozing pus and scabs over again, and then it turned completely white and leprous. Amen. And in the tribe of Israel, in the book of Leviticus, if someone had leper, someone was leprous, if someone had leprosy, they would have to go out on the outside of the camp. They would not be allowed in the fellowship. They were considered to be unclean and impure. Amen. Hallelujah. But as you see, Naaman was not an Israelite. Hallelujah. He was not of the clan of the people of the one true God. But when Naaman, when they had gone over and they had had war against the people of Israel, they had taken a young girl, a young maiden, and they had brought her to be a servant to Naaman's wife. And see, this one young girl was observing. She was discerning, and that's what we have to do, people of God. We have to be discerning of what's really going on. We have to be discerning of the times. Hallelujah. We have to always now be under the anointing. Hallelujah. Not just in church, but at work. Not in church, but at school. Wherever we go, in the supermarket. Hallelujah. Because as we have already preached, we are not church folk, but we are disciples of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if he sees you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, but I want to talk about naming. I want to talk about naming because what happened was naming had leprosy, and the little Israelite girl said, "My God can help you." And see, she was shining her light, and that's what we have to be able to be discerning when people need us, when people need our God. We need to be able to go to that person and say, "My God can help you."
Yes.
Amen.
And we have to be representative of that. You know, we don't always have to wear shoes, but we have to make sure that we are presentable in such a way that people will look at us and know that our God can help you. It's What's up with that? You know, what is up with that? You know, and this girl, but she was representing, so Naaman took his money and he went to the king, and the king said, I can't do nothing. You trying to start a war with me because I can't do this. I can't heal you of leprosy. Only God can heal somebody of leprosy. See, there's some things that we're looking for man to do that only God can do for us.
Right.
You know, there's some things we're looking for man to heal us of our heartbreak. Only God can heal a broken heart, baby. We're looking for somebody to fix it. Just fix it. There's no fear of God. There's no Holy Ghost. They say you shall Holy Ghost. Half of the church needs the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I told you I gotta fear God with this word because I don't want to preach this, you know. I'm like, God, I want to preach a cute little, simple little, God's going to bless your message. I want to preach a gift and it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. So much for men given to your bosom. I want to preach God's going to bless you with a house and a car and your husband and that baby you've been praying for. I want to preach that God's going to bless you in the middle of the famine. Hallelujah. And I'm going to preach that because it is all true. But I know this is on the internet. I don't care. Y'all can give me hate mail, powerintheword1@yahoo.com. But y'all need to, these preachers need to stop pimping God's people. My God, they need to stop pimping God's people. You got a $100 line over here and a $40 line over here. Give me 15. If you got 15, 5, 10, 15, 20. Or you got a dollar, bring a dollar right here. This ain't no auction. This is a house of the Most High God.
Yeah,
but you know, just a few people. But I know you over here, God. see a performance. At least the preacher still can preach. I know he's sinning, but he's anointed. You know, I know he's crooked. I know she's crooked, but they can preach. And God has already told us, he's already spoken to us through the Holy Spirit about what to do and where to go. And we're like, God, I'd rather go over here. See, Naaman said, I'd rather go to these golden because they go to the golden streams. Strings, because all that the golden strings, those ones are clean and pure. Hallelujah. But God told Naaman, to the prophet said, go and dip in the Jordan. And then God will say, like, what's up with that? Why would he send me to the Jordan? And that's what we do with God. What's up with that, God? Why would you tell me to break up with this man? I've been with him all these years. What's up with that, God? Why would you tell me? Why would you tell me to stop drinking? Why would you tell me to pour out the liquor in my cabinet, God? What's up with that, God? Why would you tell me to stop going to the strip club? After all, God, I'm not touching, I'm just looking. What's up with that, God? We want to tell God what to do instead of obeying God and what he told us to do. Hallelujah. It's not Burger King. Hallelujah. It's not having your way. God said, I will give you my commands and you will obey my commands. You will be my people and I will be your God. And a lot of the churches got it twisted. We were talking to a pastor and said, churches, won't, if you preach the truth, most of the people are going to leave the church. You know, but see, if you don't preach the truth, most of the people are going to leave this earth and go to hell and their blood is going to be on your hands.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I thank God for church that's standing on the roofs on Hilltop. I thank God for pastors who don't care about their own image, but they're going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's what's happening, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. What's happening is a lot of these sick pulpit areas that need prayer are preaching to people who have come into the church looking for the one true God. And because they are preaching half-truth, what's happening is the people are getting a partial deliverance.
Right.
And what's happening is that the church is looking more and more like the world out there because we're looking more and more like the world in here. And God said that Jesus gave the fivefold ministry gifts, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, and the evangelists, but those people, those fivefold ministry gifts, don't look like gifts at all, my God. They don't act like God. They don't sound like God. They don't walk like God. But these are the ones that are poured into the lives of the people of God. You see what I'm saying? And the people of God now are growing up, they're not growing up as mighty oaks of righteousness, which God said in Isaiah 61, that you will be a mighty oak of righteousness, but they've grown up crooked and crippled. Because they're doing what their father did and what their mother did that taught them in the ministry.
Wow.
And now these are our fivefold ministry gifts that you see all over your TV screen.
Hey.
They have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. We know how to do church, but they don't know how to be the church.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And now we're birthing our preachers that don't know how to live right.
Right. Amen.
Sure. They're anointed. That's my son. Eli said, those are my sons. I'm praying for them. I know they're sinning. I know they're sleeping with all the women, but I'm praying with them. That's my son. God dealt with Eli and his son.
Right. Amen.
So we have to realize that when pastors not stand up and preach messages like this, it's because the whole earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the real sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're waiting the anointing. We're quenching the Holy Ghost. We're grieving the Holy Spirit. We're grieving the Holy Spirit. Nobody wants to talk about the Holy Ghost. I can't do that.
Amen.
I be trying to live right, but I just can't do it. But the Bible says that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. It is God who works his power through you.
Somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 I'll take my God just came to say, name it finally, obey God. And he still got the blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He would have rather have done something else, and all of us have walked there. I thank God that although I'm not all I need to be and all I want to be, I thank God that I'm nowhere near what I used to be. your mess.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He loves you so much. He healed you.
Yes.
He made your life brand new.
Yes.
He loves you so much.
Yes.
That he protected you, Sister Tara,
yes,
from a whole bunch of stuff that some of us older women have had to go through.
Right.
That's how much God loves you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He kept you.
Yes.
He kept you pure.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God loves you so much, children.
Amen.
That he has you in church at your
Amen.
Young age.
Yes.
He loves you so much that he's not saying fit to let the devil wreck hell in your life.
Yes.
God loves you so much that he's going to protect your children. It's not about you even. It's about your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and the lives that you will impact every single day. God loves you that he kept you from dying when you were doing stuff that you know you had. Trying to get him to sing, and he's like, oh. But Marcus can sing, and I stayed home to rest, and I was watching the television broadcast, and there was a preacher there. And it was a church, and there was a parade. And they had the drum line there, and the drummers came out, they were playing the drums, and it wasn't gospel, they were just beating up a drum. It was the football team's drum, the Pistons, I think. It was their drum line. And then after that, the ministries came in, they were having a parade of ministries, and they were playing music, and the ministries, they had their banners. And that was okay. And then the horse came, and it was the cowboys on the horse, a couple of horses. And I'm looking, I'm like, wait a minute. Is that the sanctuary?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Literally have a horse in the sanctuary, in the pulpit area? Oh, and I'm looking, and the horses, and the people are cheering, and people are like, oh. And then a car rolls out. A luxury vehicle carrying the pastor and his wife. And the pastor had on shades, and he was leaning back in the car. And I said, what is up with that? And he gets out of the car, he got his swag on. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? And there's thousands of people there.
Wow.
God said, there's no fear. There's no reverential fear in me. There's no Holy Spirit. There's no God in that place.
Wow.
He's leading all of those folk the wrong way. See why I preach like I preach? Because somebody has to have some righteous indignation and say they right. It's just not right. Stand up for God, church.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This is the hour where we need to get it done.
Amen.
This is the hour where we need to get it done. And, you know, New Creation Church, we're different. When I was growing up, they said the church is ineffective because there's a church on every corner, but there's a liquor store on every other corner.
Amen.
We can't use that excuse anymore.
Amen.
We just got to be the church.
Right.
That's all. And you know, messages like this will sober you up to say, Pastor, that's a tall order you're asking from us. Pastor ain't asking it. God is asking it.
Amen.
Right.
But Pastor Rebecca and I ain't the ones asking you to do anything. The big old God of this whole world is asking us to step it up. And it's just, sometimes messages like this are forth-telling. We were talking to a pastor yesterday about Rick Warren and some of the big, what we would consider pillars in the church, those who are household names. And this one who did not necessarily speak against this homosexual movement, he simply said, marriage is between a husband and a man and a woman. Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Amen.
Now, we know through media and through other times that there have been institutional people that have spoke out against the homosexual movement or the legislation they're trying to pass, and this movement have come and targeted that person particularly or individually. And God is sometimes saying, possibly the reason why Rick Warren is now recanting some of the statements is that some people may have come against him and said, you cannot do what you're doing. Because if you do, we're going to come against you. Kind of like Michael Vick with the dogs. The animal rights people trying still to ruin his life because he killed a pit bull or whatever he did. But they still got a magnifying glass on his life. Because God is saying he wants the church to stand up just like the homosexual movement is standing up. Just like the animal rights movement is standing up. He wants Christians to be that serious about what they believe.
Amen.
They can care about dogs and cats. They can care about their sexual preference. I'm just asking y'all to be the church.
Yeah.
So God is not asking us to do something we can't do. Will it be popular? No. This kind of preaching ain't popular. But God has raised Pastor Rebecca and I up to try to turn
Amen.
This big old ship
Thank
around. And church, you need to know, I don't know if we're going to see it in our lifetime. Because God got to get to the root of this thing called evil.
Amen.
But he's just calling pastors like us, and that's why we're going down to Rocky Mount. That's why we're going over Irvington. We don't fellowship with a whole ton of churches. And y'all wonder why? Because we have to see holiness. We have to.
Hallelujah! Yes! That's right.
Because if you're not careful, that thing will seep into your spirit.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, you're so understanding
yes.
about everything. So pastor's going to pray for you. Because we want this church to remain pure.
Amen.
So sometimes in our lifetime as Christians, Pastor Beck and I, we've seen with our own eyes the wonderful testimonies. I haven't smoked cigarettes in 30 days. I ain't have a drink in over a year.
Amen.
Me and my wife got back together. I'm taking care of my kids in wedlock and out of wedlock. Those are the kind of testimonies we used to hear. Then all of a sudden that thing changed. Everybody got up there talking about their $1 million home. Everybody talking about how this happened, that happened. And that's good too.
Amen.
But for God's sake, make this gospel balanced. Some folks still struggling with drugs and alcohol. Some stuff. You got the affluent, the educated, and you got those who crawling their way up into the church.
Amen.
And God is saying, we got to do this thing seriously. See, I'm going to have you pray. And this thing hit me personally. Because I picked up one of my brothers yesterday. We saw my mother. But mother, in the middle of the day, people in the court tasting. Y'all know we're tasting this drink. And my brother's a little tipsy, whatever. But we're going to see my mother.
Amen.
And God showed me, you keep doing what you're doing. I ain't invited to church, none of that. He said, I'll be there Father's Day with my son. Because we don't stand in judgment of anybody. We don't stand in judgment of my blood relatives. And I'm praying. My silent prayers go a lot further than what I can say naturally to anybody. That's why when pastor prays, this message ain't just for your ear gate. There's something called the invisible spirit realm. This message went outside these glass doors.
If you need prayer, hallelujah, just to be stronger, hallelujah, just to be holy, because holiness is not easy. It's a choice, but it is not easy. It's one of the toughest choices you want to make, hallelujah. It's not even about the habit. It's not about the sin. It's about holiness, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit helps us to be holy, hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Come into this place, Holy Spirit. Anoint me, God. Hallelujah. Anoint your people. Hallelujah. Anoint your people. Fill your people. Breathe on your people. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we can't do it in our own strength, God. It was your Holy Spirit that called us. It was your Holy Spirit that drew us. It was your Holy Spirit that spoke to us about the sin in our lives. It was your Holy Spirit that helped us to understand the promise of Abraham over our lives. It was your Holy Spirit that helped us to change, even to get to this point. It was your Holy Spirit that convicted us, even of all the wrong that we have done in our lives. It was your Holy Spirit that let us know that we are forgiven of the sins that we committed in our past. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit on today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we know that we can't do it in our own strength. We know that the leprosy of our lives cannot be healed by our own might. We know that we cannot, Father God, depend on man
God, that some of the messes that we have made of our lives, we know, God, that some of the mental messages that we're getting need to be coming up under your blood. In the name of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God, we plead the blood right now over our minds. We plead the blood over our ear gates, over the stuff that we will let in. We plead the blood over our thought processes, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over your people right now. I plead the blood over their mind. I plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus over their ear gates. I plead the blood, the blood, the blood over their tongues, God. The words that they were even let speak out of their mouths, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus for their hands. Everything that they touch will be pure. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over their feet. Everywhere that they go, they should go where only you will direct them by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, to keep them from running to trouble, God. I plead the blood over their lives, God. Over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. I anoint them from anointing from the Holy Ghost right now on high, God. The Holy Spirit is coming upon your people right now in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is coming upon your people. I call your Holy Spirit to cover them right now. I call your Holy Spirit to touch them right now. I call your Holy Spirit to fill them right now. I call your Holy Spirit to empower them right now. Breathe on them, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Have your way, Lord.
Let your people feel your power right now, God. Oh, God, let them feel turning on the inside of them, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, rise up on the inside of the people, God, gathered at this altar, gathered in this place, under the sound of this prayer. Holy Spirit, rise up on the inside and give them courage like they never had before. Oh, God, give them endurance like they never known. Oh, Holy Spirit, give them wisdom, God, like they never known before. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, we don't quench you right now. We loose you in this place right now in the name of Jesus. We don't grieve you right now, but we loose you over the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Emmy and I can't do it, but we know that you have sent your Holy Spirit to touch the lives of your people, to empower the lives of your people, to strengthen the lives of your people, to heal the lives of your people. I rebuke the hand of the devourer.
Yes.
I rebuke the hand of the devourer. I Satan, the Lord God, be against you. I bind up Satan right now in the lives of God's people.
Thank
in the
God.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I declare that they are more than conquerors.
Thank
I declare
Jesus.
That they are holy. I declare that they are sold
Thank
out.
Jesus.
I declare that they are sanctified. I declare that they are being transformed by the renewing of their mind. That this message that went out on today, I seal it on the lives of the people of God right now in the name of Jesus. So Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody's being healed. Somebody's being healed. Somebody's been touched. Somebody's being touched right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody's being delivered. Somebody's been apprehended. Somebody's been apprehended in the spirit today, and you'll never be the same. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't just take another walk to the altar, but somebody got total deliverance on today in the name of Jesus. Because the truth was preached, and the truth is setting you free. In Jesus' name. Somebody needs to shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Victory shout. Hallelujah. God is here. God is here. God is here. God is here. Just close your eyes right where you are. And get quiet before the Lord. Put your mind on Jesus. And ask the Holy Spirit to come. Say, come, Holy Spirit. Come into my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did you feel that power? Nobody touched you. God touched you. And when you feel yourself being weak, just say, come, Holy Spirit. Come into my heart. That's all you have to do. And God will come if you call on him. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pain's going to end. God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
Right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it. Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got home on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but I.
Reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can.
Jesus.
Come on.
And if you pray and I doubt, you can have him. Don't worry about a thing.
Come on.
Or nobody.
You can make it, I know you
reach out
can.
And claim yeah.
It. Oh yeah,
and if you pray, and I doubt,
my brother, my sister,
don't worry about
don't
a thing,
hang.
Or nobody, just look to the hills, reach out, and claim it.
Mm-hmm.